We have here a 206 million year old serpent star fossil discovered in Solnhofen in Germany. Brittle stars are rather different to starfish. Their arms are thinner and longer. That is why they are known as serpent stars. Of course, like all the other 400 million fossils that have been found so far, serpent stars have never changed in any way and have come down to the present for the last 206 million years exactly the same as when Allah first created them. When we look at the fossil record, at paleontology in other words, we encounter this fact. When we look at paleontology, all living groups, be they arthropods or crustaceans or amphibians, whether they live in the sea, on land or in the air, and including plants and single-celled organisms, tell us they came into being in a single moment. As you know, the greatest example of this is the Cambrian explosion. Looking at this fossil, we see a structure that emerged suddenly 206 million years ago. Before it, this fossil should have had a forerunner that rather resembled the serpent star that came into being 250 million years ago, but that also had some defects. Something that resembled this fossil, but was also rather different to it, and this fossil should have developed in stages from it. This is what the evolutionists claim. Life forms changed through gradual developments, they say. Therefore, if this is the final form, if this is what the evolutionists are saying, then there should also be a fossil remain of the first form, and there should be fossils showing us the transitional stages until this final form was arrived at. But paleontology, the science of fossils, provides no such thing. The fossils it provides are these, identical in form to species living today. If a species has become extinct, then the youngest fossil. Take the dinosaurs that became extinct 50 to 60 million years ago. When did their fossils first appear? 290 million years ago. And we see no differences when we examine all the other dinosaur fossils belonging to the intervening 230 million years. In other words, whether they have become extinct or whether they have survived down to the present day, no change or difference can be seen in life forms.